Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, though, I'm excited to welcome our next guest to the program. Maybe you picked up the paper yesterday and you saw this story about a group that is generated $1 million from charitable donations from a lot of big corporate citizens here in Richmond. And $1 million in Richmond, if you're a relatively new group, that's a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money for anybody, but especially if you're relatively new. And I have to admit that I was a little skeptical when I read the article. And I'm trying to put my skepticism aside and have a good conversation with the folks who are actually involved with this group to find out what they want to do with the money they've gotten. So Stephanie Glenn and Derek Johnson have been kind enough to agree to join us on the air today. Stephanie is the Vice President of Diversity and Engagement with the Community Foundation for Greater Richmond, along with the Sister Fund. And help make sure I'm pronouncing this right, Stephanie. It's Ujima Legacy Fund.
Is that right?
Okay.
That's correct. And, yes.
Great. And Derek Johnson is the leadership chair for the Ujima Legacy Fund and a charter member of the Amandla Fund. And I appreciate both of you coming on. So the story yesterday kind of unveiled some pretty big donations from corporate citizens here in the Richmond area. Tell me about your group and what you hope to do, because it used some buzzwords that make me nervous, but maybe I shouldn't be nervous. So I want to give you a chance to tell me about what you hope to do.
Well, in this moment in history that we experienced over the summertime with the pandemic, the national pandemic, and the civic unrest that existed across the nation hit home here in our backyard in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so in this moment of history caused local philanthropic sectors to act with greater urgency to find collaborative ways, innovative ways to solve complex issues related to racial equity and social justice. And so the desire to drive a charitable investment to core issues and root causes, as well as to connect historically to disjointed services, was the drive behind the fund being created.
In the story, Stephanie and Derek, in the story yesterday, I talked a lot about, if I remember it correctly, housing issues. Is that one of the spokes in the wheel of things you're going to try to address, is disparity in home ownership between white Richmond residents, area residents, and African-American and Latino residents?
I think that's one of the elements of something that we like to call economic mobility. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to enhance the economic mobility of African-Americans in the Richmond area. You know, we as a group are unique in that the fund is a philanthropic effort. We are not running programs. We are not initiating activities. We are supporting the many great organizations in the Richmond area that are already addressing some of these systemic issues.
I see. So if you were to identify, you know, a group or two that are out there doing this work, what groups would you identify that you would, if I'm understanding you correctly, you would make a donation to these groups out of the funds that you've collected?
Oh, my God, there's so many. Stephanie, help me out. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about housing, you know, we have the Housing Coalition as an example. Mm-hmm. You know,
and what do they do specifically that that is going to help solve the problem? And you forgive my ignorance, because I really, I don't know.
That's okay. I mean, they're okay. They do a little bit. Basically, their mission, as I understand it, is they act as kind of a clearinghouse and a leadership group around improving housing opportunities for everybody in Richmond, okay, but mm-hmm. basically for the underserved communities. You know, they actually work with, and forgive me if I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but they work with other organizations to identify opportunities, for instance, to build low-cost housing mm-hmm. For underserved populations. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they would find developers who would purchase land and begin the construction process, or where does the rubber meet the road on that endeavor?
That's part of what they would do. And I'm not the expert on, you know, okay. everything that they do, but you were asking for an example of an organization that we might support.
Gotcha. Okay.
That would be one. There are also a number of community organizations in, you know, places like Gilpin Court or Southside, et cetera. But there's just an awful lot of organizations, because of the generosity of the people in the Richmond area, that are doing a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. You know, what the Amandla Fund would do is to help support those activities, but with a focus on addressing root causes, okay, as opposed to necessarily treating the symptoms. Mm-hmm. The long-term objective is to eliminate and change the systems that cause these short-term tactical efforts to be needed.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I read some of the article yesterday, and I've read some of the background material, and you know, I've owned two big pieces of property in my life, and the first one, when I sold it, I made a pretty substantial amount of money because I bought in the right place and the property value went up. And you know, part of that is getting good advice and knowing that that's one way to make money, and actually being able to access the loans to purchase the property and then wait it out and pay, you know, your mortgage on time, and to be able to you know, reap the benefits on the back end. And there's no doubt that a lot of African American citizens in this community, both in a contemporary sense and if we go back 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, they did not have the opportunity to take advantage of that like other families did. But what do you hope, let's say we talk in 12 months with this money, what do you hope will have changed that will enable a new generation of African-American citizens to make those investments and kind of change their lives? What practically would you like to see different in 12 months?
That's a great point about the 12 months. And so we are coming out the gate with this fund, recognizing that change will not happen within the first year, two, mm-hmm. three, or four. And so the idea is to mobilize long-term investments to put funds in perpetuity to support the work and amplify the voice of the individuals who are doing the work. And so in this 12 months, we are the founding charter members are going through a rigorous strategic planning process to come up with a initial 10-year plan that will roll out within 2021 to address how we will framework the fund, how the funds will be dispatched and dispersed to those nonprofits and individuals in the community that are doing the work, how individual business owners, entrepreneurs, additional foundations can continue to support this fund and look for, we always say if there's not an intentional lens placed on this work, it could get lost. And so This is unique in the fact that during our planning process, we are staying razor focused on racial and systematic issues in our community, staying abreast, keeping our ear to the community and listening. And so we're in the listening, planning, and strategic phase for this first year. Okay. The plan, though, is to have a 10-year rollout, and availability for investments to land. And if someone is looking for, they're watching the TV, they're listening to the news, listening to your station, and like you're not sure of what the answers are or don't quite understand what's going on, we hope to be a voice and an informant of the climate, and then a way for you, if someone wants to act, they can do it through this vehicle.
Okay. I'm down to my last 60 seconds, so forgive me for pushing, but all right, so the housing issue is one issue. What would you say are the other two or three things that you all would prioritize in this planning year just to look at as you create the strategic plan?
I don't know if I want to speak for the group because we're in the process of developing a strategic plan.
Okay.
But if you look broadly across issues that impact Black people in this community, you can look at health disparities, for instance. You can look at, you know, educational limitations and what can we do to, you know, address some of those types of issues. All of these things are linked. Mm-hmm. But we also understand we need to focus our energies, particularly early on, in a particular area.
To achieve some change that can be documented. And I got you. Listen, I appreciate you coming on and talking through this with me, and we'll keep watching what you're doing. And, you know, if you'd like to come back on once you get more of the plan fleshed out, if you'd like to come back on, you have an invitation to do that. I'd like to talk to you again. Stephanie Glenn, the VP of Diversity for the Community Foundation of Greater Richmond, and Derek Johnson, with leadership of the Ujima Legacy Fund and the Mandela Fund for Social Justice. I appreciate both of you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we take you up on your offer. Talk to
All
you
right,
soon.
Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.